For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. When you are a comedian from Memphis, good material isn't hard to find.
I've been staying in Memphis for the last 15 years of my life. I consider that my hometown now, because while I've been there, I have acquired a driver license, a baby mama, and a patronizing prostitution charge. I guess, guess that's qualified being your hometown, don't it?
That's Ambrose Jones. He was born in Chicago, but was raised in Memphis.
I keep telling my mama, you're supposed to move us to safety. She moved us from Chicago to Memphis. That's like moving us from the number one murder capital of the world to the number two murder capital, ain't it? Like, what you trying to do, kill me twice, mama?
Fortunately, Ambrose Jones is the one now making a killing, on stage at least. This summer, he's been a contestant on NBC's Last Comic Standing, but now he's here with us. Ambrose Jones, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me, man.
First of all, in the show Last Comic Standing, it's a competition. How is that different from doing regular stand-up?
It's very different. You have to break your material down. You're not getting as much time as you're usually performing. You're only getting 3 minutes and 30 seconds on the show. So now you got to cram all your material down into your best material.
I wonder, as the competition goes along, yeah, and you make it to the next level,
you got to get some more. You got to go back to the 45-minute set, cram out another 3-minute 30 seconds, and make it work.
So are you in the process of writing new material right now, as we speak?
Always. I write every day.
Maybe you can share with us a joke or something that you've been working with, or a thought that you've been working with.
A thought I've been working with. I think it was about my mom, about... Before school started back in the day, my mama gave me a pair of pants and a pack of pencils. That was it. And that was a pack of number one pencils. Like, I could tell my mom, hey, my teacher said we need some number two pencils. She was like, well, you better put two of them together then, because that's all I got the money for.
We all know someone who thinks that they're a really funny person. Not many people can turn their sense of humor into an act. How did your life change when you decided to take being funny to a professional level?
Oh, man, it changed drastically. Because I always been the type of person that want people to have a good time before I started doing comedy. So when I did open mic for the first time and just heard a couple of people giggle, I was like, oh, it's like it connected. Like, I can do this every day, make people feel good. So it was just automatic for me once I did open mic.
Tell me about that first night that you decided to actually get up on the stage.
Well, my first night that I went to the comedy club, I signed my name as Broski. And he was like, yeah, coming to the stage. I never heard of this guy before. But y'all give him a big round of applause, Broski. He's like, okay, Broski going once. Broski going twice? Okay, no Broski. I guess we'll move on to the next comedian. So that was the first night I didn't get up.
What clicked in your head that said, I have to do this right now?
Because I couldn't let fear hold me down. I was like, man, come on, Ambrose, you chickened out. I got to get up next Wednesday. So I went home writing affirmations every day. I wrote down every day 15 times. We'll perform at Comedy Tennessee next Wednesday. I did that every day up until the next Wednesday. And I finally got up there, signed my name as Ambrose this time. So he called me up there. And they laughed, and I was like, oh, man, it seemed like my heart had just exploded. I was just like, yeah, this is it. And every Wednesday after that, I was on stage, man.
Before you made that first appearance on stage, had you already been taking notes and writing jokes down?
Oh, yeah, writing constantly, yeah. Mine is kind of easy because I take from my personal experiences. I don't have to just make up something. So I just take some real stuff, you know, and write it down. You know, like I got a joke about my son. I got a 9-year-old son.
His mom and I separated. I think that was probably my fault because I grew up in the house with stepdads and I wanted him to experience that also. Yeah. I felt like I had stepdads. You're going to have some too.
That's real stuff. So I just take stuff that's from my personal life and just write it down. So it's a kind of easy process for me. I don't work hard. I worked hard when I was at UPS delivering packages.
Has this become an actual full-time job for you?
Yes. Actually, I've been doing comedy full-time for a whole year. And this was one of my goals. I've been doing comedy for 8 years, and I've been full-time for 1 year.
One of the judges on Last Comic Standing compared you to a country Chris Rock.
Right.
Do you worry about those kind of labels at this point in your career?
I don't, because I feel like Chris Rock and I are different comedians, and I get that all the time. You look like Chris Rock. I really don't see it. I really don't even see it, because I'm me and he's him, you know.
Well, you can see Ambrose Jones on NBC's Last Comic Standing. He's also performing live tonight and tomorrow night at Chuckles Comedy Club here in Cordova. Visit his website, comedianambrosejones.com. Ambrose, thank you for joining us.
Hey, man, thank you. And I would like to add that I used to listen to 91.1 when my son was born. And this is all the music I used to let him listen to when we was riding around in the car. It's classical music.
Yep. Trying to put him to sleep.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, man.
Ain't no wrong with having an older car. Just if you do have an older car, we'll let you know when you're doing something wrong, though. It will. That's the advantage about it. We'll let you know when you're doing something wrong. I got pulled over by the police the other day. He gonna tell me I was doing 75 mile per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. I just looked at him and I said, I know you lying because I didn't feel my steering wheel shaking. Yeah. I'm like, usually when I go over 40, my steering wheel starts shaking. I didn't feel that, sir. I didn't.